संसारदाव नलनीढलोक प्रणयकारुण्य घन घन प्राप्तस्य कल्याण गुणार्णवस्य वंदे गुरोषि चरणारविंद. Can you do in this tone? No? Like Damodarashtakam? In same tune? You can do? Tava nalanidhaloka tranayakarunna ghana ghana. प्राप्तस्य कल्याण गुणार्णवस्य वन्दे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्द वन्दे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्दं वन्दे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्द वंदे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्दं वंदे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्दं महाप्रभो के कौन वंदे गुरोऽसि चरणारविन्दं वंदे गुरोऽसि वंदे गुरोऽसि वंदे गुरोऽसि
वंदे गुरोऽसि
Auspicious day of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Bhakti Vinod Thakur, this is Parents Day. And also this is Parents Day of Srila Gadadhar Pandit. I want that we should glorify them. And we should try to adopt his teachings and his everything, characteristics of bhajan. Because he is in this yuga, he is like Bhagiratha, who brought the Ganges River in India. So Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur like that, the bhakti current was dried, but Bhakti Vinod Thakur again brought it in India and spread over whole world. So we'll tell first with the senior devotees. You can tell something. Hare Swar Prabhu, yes. First you should begin. Because you
some articles like the marriage system of Bengal, strange practices, What is that?
He's saying that in Bhaktivinoda's youth, he wrote a number of different articles and books, like in the form of English poetry. So he's asking how Gaudiya Vaishnavas regard these sort of articles and books of Bhaktivinoda Thakur.
Is that the answer? Sudarsha? Why he wrote?
I can only guess. But Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, though he was an eternal associate of the Lord, in his youth, he appeared as if he was not exhibiting his characteristic as a Vaishnava. He was, of course, very religious minded, very philosophically minded, and he studied many different scriptures. But it at least appeared externally that he had not embraced fully the path of Vaishnavism or Gaudiya Vaishnavism. So we take this as a pastime of the Lord in order to fulfill a certain purpose, as was explained by some of the other devotees. The particular social climate at the time, the British were in charge of India, and they were very strongly preaching against Vedic knowledge, against all the Vedic scriptures, and indoctrinating the youth into either Christian concepts or just materialistic concepts. So, and simultaneously, the Gaudiya Vaishnavism was not in very high regard at the time because of so many sahajya practices. So, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by being, he was highly respected for his, that he was an intellectual, he was very responsible, had a very responsible post in society. So because of his external appearance, it was easy for people to respect him, so that when he fully manifested his nature as an unalloyed associate of the Lord and a staunch advocate of Gaudiya Vaishnavism, then he was so influential, so many persons could accept, because it wasn't that he, because of his position in society as a magistrate, as an intellectual, as a broad thinker. So, as far as I understand, the writings he did in his youth were in that mood. They were part of his lila in order to set a certain platform from which people would be able to accept him when he fully adopted the line of the Chaitanya Mahaprabhu.
नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति प्रज्ञान केशवैति नामिने अतिमत्तचरित्राय स्वाश्रितानन्द पालिने जीवदुःखे सदाताय नाम प्रेम प्रदायिने नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्री श्रीमद्भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती नामिने नमो भक्तविनोदाय सच्चिदानन्द नामिने गौरशक्ति स्वरूपाय रूपानुगराय. You have heard so many things about 2 hours he was here, and the devotees are telling so much in so many ways, his life, his teaching, his writings, his mood of preaching, everything has been told. But yet, everything has not been told. Brahma cannot tell with four mouths how he can do all these things. Especially he was transcendental, and we are not transcendental. So how we can touch his glory? A transcendental person can touch the glory of transcendental. But we have heard from our Gurudev, from other Vaishnavas, and from other books which are authentic. So, all of it told that he was Saptam Goswami. After Sada Goswami, up to Bhaktivinoda Thakur, anyone has not taken this upanam of Saptam Goswami. Only the learned persons and devotees saw the glorious activities of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and they gave this upanam title of Saptam Goswami. If Bhaktivinoda Thakur was not there at that time, I think all the teachings and pure Gaudiya Vaishnavism has gone to ocean forever. He enlightened again all these things. It was like a darkness period for Gaudiya Vaishnava. At that time, anyone like Sahajiya used to give Siddha process, Siddha Pranali. They used to call it Siddha Pranali. And Siddha Deha to all. They don't know even, those persons, not devotees, that don't knew any Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy, no Sadachar, nothing. And they used to go to their guru, like Sahajiya Babaji, and he used to give them this Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali. They had a misconception of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu teachings. That to be with a wife of another person and to go to Vrindavan and to be with her and making children, and this is Gaudiya Bhajan, like this. That you are gopi, this is Siddha Deha. Oh, come on. I am giving you Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali. To whom? He is not knowing anything, ABCD of any teachings of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And he knows that I am this body. He does not know that I am soul, I am the part and parcel and servant of Krishna eternally. He knows nothing. Even he don't know that after tool going to
after parking, we don't know
how to clean ever this nothing. But they were given at that time Siddha Deha and Siddha Pranali. That you are goopy. What is goopy? They used to think I love her and loved, beloved in this world like this. So they think that collect any lady and be with her and enjoy, and this is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu philosophy, this brain. At the time of death of any person, taking some money, and they used to do Kirtan, Hare Krishna, and following the
dead body.
And having some rupees for that. Understand what I am telling? What I told. If anyone was dead, and he is a rich person, he told that collect some Vaishnav. And he went to this Vaishnav Jati, Vaishnav, and told that I will give you some money. And so join our this procession of dead body. And he used to do kirtan. Say they used to do kirtan, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna, like this. No one word of Krishna coming, and all you do. Oh, very good, very good, very good. They used to give some rupees to them. Also drinking wine, no harm. Taking place and also meat and fishes, no harm. They are called Vaishnava. So all learned person, educated person, used to have so much shame for this. That they don't used to come in this Gaudiya Vaishnava. So Bhaktivinoda Thakur was the first person. He introduced the Chaitanya, philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in learned society. And then all knew this thing. That what is Gaudiya Vaishnava philosophy? What was the philosophy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? What is really transcendental love and praying? After that. So he is Saptam Goswami. Like Bhagirath, who brought Ganges in India. So he brought Bhakti Ganga in this world. And again, all began to inspire in this Gaudiya Vaishnava. If there was no Bhakti Vinod Thakur, we have not joined this mission. Never. If Swamiji was not here, but Swamiji was not gone to Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, and Siddhanta Saraswati is not coming from Bhakti Vinod Thakur, then where you are? So it is all coming from Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He preached the doctrines were quite pure. Some say that he has not taken diksha from Jagannath Das Swami Maharaj. And he has not taken Babaji base from anyone. He took himself Babaji base. And Srila Bhakti Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati also did not take sannyas from anyone. So they are not bona fide Chaitanya Mahaprabhu line. They tell it lacking of intelligence and ignorance. They don't know what is Bhagavat Parampara, Guru Parampara, and all these things. That is why they are. Bhakti Vinod Thakur has given a very good line, as Nodi Prabhu told and all others told. In Jaiva Dharma, Jaiva Dharma is last book, final book. He has written everything clearly. How a Siddha Deha can be given to anyone? And who is qualified person to take this? First, in Bhajan Rahasyam, he has written so many things very deeply. Those who want to enter in Bhakti realm, they should try to follow this Bhajan Rahasyam and Jaiva Dharma. His all books are like this. First, we should try to serve first a slope, Chetodana Paramarjanam Bhava Mahadavagni Nirvapanam. Then we should follow and practice second day slope, Nam Namakari Bahudhani Sarvas. Then third, what? Trinadapi Suni Chena Tarurapi Sahisuna. Be like this. And if it is practiced, then come in fourth slok. Na dhanam na janam. You should be detached from worldly desires and worldly tastes. Then when you will be pure, always chanting and remembering without any disturbance, then fifth will come. Ai nanda tanujika. This is Siddhade. In the beginning, who am I? I am eternal servant of Krishna. In what type? Everything in is our Atma. But like everything, potency is there in seed. So all the potency of that bhakti and everything in that in our Atma. But without water, air, light, a seed is not sprouted, and leaves and branches so many, and flowers, manjaris, and after that fruit also comes. It is all in that seed of that creeper. But when it will be touched by the air, water, sunlight, and all these things, then he will be sprouted. Otherwise not. So when this fifth slok, jiva sarup, and after that, nainam galadasudharaya, badanam gadagadarudhaya gira, pulukarne chitang babuhokata, tamanam grahane bhavishyati. When anyone will realize these things in his Atma, and he will see that I am eternal servant of Krishna. No worldly attachment at that time. That time, mercifully, the Swarup Shakti will manifest Hladini and Sambit in the heart of that devotee. Then he will begin to weep. He will rolling down on the earth at the taking the name of Krishna. Like Agatamani Jasodhanandana. Hey Nanda, Suno, whoever you are. Sometimes he will see in a glance, and at once he will run towards Krishna, and Krishna will go out of sight. Then he will rolling down, feeling separation. If anyone not feeling separation for Krishna, Siddhadev will not come. So at that time, Siddhadev will come, not before this. If anyone doing this thing artificially, they will go to hell. Like Babaji, left and left Babaji in Vrindavan, Radha Kunda, they are only giving birth of children, and doing nonsense things. We know one of the brother of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur, the son of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, Kedarnath Bhakti Vinod, north of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. He used to know that physical body was Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur, and we are son of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. But Srila Prabhupada, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Thakur never told like this. He told like the associates of Krishna, Radha and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Not as a father, that he was blood and flesh and all these things. But all his sons were like this, that we are the children of Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, really, Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur followed the path of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. And what he told, he totally admitted and he followed that. So, only Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur is disciple or anything of Srila Bhakti Vinod Thakur. So, our goal is Siddhade. But what is Siddha Pranali? Who started it? From where it came? In what year it came? From whom came? From whom came this? Srila Rup Sanatana Goswami and Rup Goswami. They are Sanatana Goswami, Rup Goswami, no Babaji. Anyone does not tell them that Rup Babaji and Sanatana Babaji, Srila Raghunath Babaji. And who gave this Siddha Pranali to him? What is Siddha Pranali? Siddha Pranali is Shikshastak. From beginning. Those who first they should know that I am eternal subject of Krishna. Of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Nityananda. And following Trinadapi Sunesh. And becoming detached from worldly attractions. And chanting, remembering, always 24 hours. In the guidance of any very qualified Vaishnava. Tannama rupa charitadi shukrastanamu krameena rasanamane se niyojya tithana braje tadanuragi jananugami kalam nae dakhilami pyutati. This is Siddha Pranali. Raghunath Das Goswami has told this Siddha Pranali. In Manasiksha, all are this Pranali. And without accepting all these things, oh, you are Gopi, you are Lalita Gopi, you are Vishakha Gopi. From where it came? Who first gave this? There is no history. It is not our culture. It is not the teaching of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Really Siddhadeh comes from this. This is Siddha Pranali. Coming from Shraddha to Nishtha, Shraddha, then Guru Karan, Guru Bhajan, Guru Seva, and after that, Bhajan Pranali, Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnu Smaranam, Pada Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Darsya, Khyatma, Nivedanam, or Sadhu Sangha Nam Kirtan Bhagavat Sraman Mathura Vasi Bhakti Sadhaya Sivan. These are processes. We'll have to come in these processes. Then Krishna will mercifully, Srimati Radhika will mercifully give this Siddhade. As in Srimad Bhagavate it is stated, Narad took mantra from Samyaksananda Sanatana. And he left his mother dying. He was dying, and yet he left her mother and went to dense forest. He took his their bath and he sat down very silently and he began to chant that mantra. We don't know how many years he practiced. And after that, Krishna came at once in his heart and at once vanished away. He was weeping so much weeping. Then a Akashvani.
Voice from the sky.
A sky came and he heard that, Narad, I will not give you darshan again in this material body. You should go on chanting, remembering in this whole world. Always chanting and remembering. And glorifying my past times. At the nick of time, death will come and you will put your legs, feet on the head of death and you will be liberated. Narad began to do this. Always chanting, remembering, doing on his Veena Yantra. Radhika Ramana Name. Narada Bajaye Veena. Radhika Ramana Name. Like this. Jasomati Nandana Brajavara Nagar Gokularanjana Kana Gopi Paranadhana Madana Manohara Kaliya Damana Siddhana. Like this, always. like the persons of Krishna in his own poetry, his own song. After so many years, death came. At once Siddhadev came. And that Siddhadev, he did not use Bimar or anything. No airplane, nothing like Dhruva. He was so much strong to go anywhere in this world by this body. That was transcendental body. This is Siddhadev. And this is not the process that anyone coming to Gurudev, give me some dakshina, at least 5 rupees, and you will be, I will be the Gurudev of so many shishya now. And this temptation, they make so many disciples, like this Babaji, giving Siddhadev, and go to hell with their disciples and Guru both. So we should try to know all the processes that Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. There will be Shravana Dasha, Varana Dasha, there will be Smarana Dasha, Apana Dasha, Bhavapan Dasha, and then Sampatti Dasha. In Sampatti Dasha, this Siddhadev will come. First, Shravana Dasha. You will have to hear by any bona fide guru, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the philosophy of Rupa Goswami. Everything. And after Varana Dasha, in Shravana Dasha, so there are so many things. So many things. After that, it will come Bharat Dasa. We'll have to practice. In Saman Dasa, there are so many things. Who are you? What is your name? Of this, not this body, of that body, transcendental body. Guru knows. And if Guru not knows, and by Kalpana he tells that. Kalpana? Imagination. Then it is false. So Guru knows all these things. Who are you? What is your name? What is relation with Krishna? What is relation with Srimati Radhika and Gopis? Where you live? What is your name of father, mother? What is your service? How is your beautiful roof? Roof means form. And what is where you live, that is Radha Kunda, Javad, Nandagram, or Varsana, your daughter of Vishabhanu, or anything. And after that, what is Agya? Agya means, what is the status of Radha and Krishna, conjugal? And Palyadasi Bhav, and so many things, 11. You will have to hear and then practice. So in Saman Dasa, from beginning of Jaiva Dharma and Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, all the books of Rupa Goswami you will have to hear and to know all these things. Then it will be Samana Dasa. Not that you went to your Gurudev. Gurudev told that I am very beautiful gopi and your name is Lalita. At once. And this is Siddha Pralad. We don't know who began this Siddha Pranali. At the time of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur, Vishwanath Thakur Babaji. Anyone can tell him Babaji? Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. So at that time, the world know this process to give anyone to this bogus gopi bhav. Not that. We should come in the real process. This was the main object of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has one, two lines. His teachings are in only two lines. Jiva Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarva Dharma Sar. Jiva Daya, Krishna Naam, Sarva Dharma Sar. What is this? Essence of all the teachings of Ved, Vedanta, Upanishad, Bhagavat, Gita, Puran, Shruti, Smriti, Pancharatra, everything is essence, two things. Jiva Daya, Krishna Naam. What is the meaning of Jiva Daya? Jiva Daya? Mercy to? To conditioned soul. What is that? Bhaktivinoda Thakur has told. What is Jiva Daya? If you are successful in helping any conditioned soul to turn his mood, worldly modes, to turn towards Krishna service, this is the best daya or mercy to any conditioned soul. It is more than lakhs and lakhs hospital doing, universe setting doing, lakhs and lakhs dollars of charities. It is more special. Only a realized soul can give this. So this is Jiva Daya. How we can attain? Only by name. Hare Nam, Hare Nam, Hare Namaiva Shiva. Only Nam. Name is himself Krishna. But we can make it pure in the association of very bona fide Vaishnava, bona fide Guru. Otherwise, we cannot take pure name and pure Shuddha Bhakti. Shuddha Bhakti, what is Shuddha Bhakti? Raganuga Bhakti is Shuddha Bhakti. We think that this Vaidhi Bhakti is Shuddha Bhakti, not Shuddha Bhakti. Never. A spontaneous love to Krishna. This is Raganuga Bhakti. We are practicing this. Then. And when it will be practiced, then it is a ragatmik prem. No? When we have no ragatmik prem and we are cultivating by our whole senses for that bhakti, then it is raganuga. And when we'll accept the same thing which Rupa Goswami possesses in his what is that? Palyadasi of Srimati Radhika. We conditioned soul have only right to go in this, not to being Lalita Vishakha. We cannot accept all these things. It is beyond the limit of conditioned soul. We can follow only Rupa Goswami and Rupa Rati, Lavang Manjari and all Mandaris. But Sahaji Baba, they told, oh, you are Lalita, I am Lalita. This is like a Mayabad, that is monism. Don't try to go in this thing. Artificially. Don't do knuckle. Don't do imitation. Come in the process of Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, and that process is elaborately told by Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Goswami Thakur. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur foretold what? That near future, in near future, so many hundreds, thousands of Western devotees are coming with Sikha and Tulsi Mala, and they will meet with Indian devotees and they will do Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Gol Pramananda. They will chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. And then our whole world, it will spread this mission of, pure mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, started by Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So he is the root of all preaching, Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur. So we are indebted to Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur, really. Today is the auspicious day. There are so many things to be told. I may told tell it briefly any another day. But I think that what was useful for you, they have told everything about Bhaktivinoda Thakur. Also, today is the auspicious day for Srila Gadadhar. Gadadhar Prabhu is himself not only associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is himself, herself, Srimati Radhika. Krishna takes the beauty, golden beauty, and mood of Srimati Radhika. And he came in a form of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, Gaurachandra. Actually, he is Krishna. Only to satisfy his three modes, Aradhaya Pranay Mahima Kidrusho Desh, and to sprinkle the mercy, to give that prema to all jivas here. Because he is so merciful and he is so rasika.